This podcast is sponsored by Headspace, a meditation app. You always have time to meditate and better yourselves. Come on, do it, people. All right, now to our podcast. Hello, listeners. This is episode 305 of Chatting With Myself. This episode is called Genres. What is a genre? What does that word mean? Why does it sound French? I don't know, but we're about to find out. Of course, I did some heavy Googling and Wikipedia searching before airing the show, and that's the hard way of learning something. You guys have it easy by listening to me. I have this list of media genres right in front of me. Let's read. Action, adventure, comedy, crime, drama, fantasy, historical fiction, horror, magical realism, mystery, philosophical, if I said that right. Political, romance, satire, science fiction, social, speculative, thriller, urban, western, animation. All right, I'll be honest, I only knew four of those genres before looking into this. But before we jump into what they are, how can genre help media connect to the audience? Well, genre is useful for audiences because it allows them to differentiate between the styles and types of narratives, allowing them to decide on what they enjoy. Producers benefit from genre as they can see what is most successful and then make more of the same to get the most money possible out of their audience. It's a smart idea. Also, I think that when you and your buddies are trying to pick a movie to watch, knowing that half of the movies you're scrolling through are chick flicks, it will save you a lot of time knowing what genre they are ahead. Even knowing what genres some people like, determine what type of personality they have. I will only explain a few of these because I have a very long list in front of me. I will explain animation. Animation is a genre. A lot of kids watch it. I don't know why, but I've never really got into animation. But I see where the groove is. I get it. Animation is basically fake. It's a cartoon. It's made up. And people like that because I think people like that because you get put into a different world. You get put into a different universe and you get to forget about this one. But that's just my opinion. Let's talk about horror movies. They are meant to scare people. And I feel like a lot of people are searching for that thrill in ways that aren't safe. People are looking to get scared. People are looking to get, you know, like jumpy and stuff like that. And why not just watch a scary movie? A scary movie will give you all of those thrilling effects that people are always looking for. That's my opinion. Let's talk about romance. Some people watch romance because they're missing romance in their life. Maybe they're lonely. Maybe they just want to see what it's like. Maybe they want to see what they can do better in their romance, in their own life. Maybe they are searching for tips and tricks. Maybe they are just watching it for the fun of it, which is what most people do. Now, why do people watch romances? I think people watch romances because it is very intriguing. See what happens next. How is this guy gonna get this girl? Type of stuff like that. But that's my opinion. How about I talk about my favorite genre? My favorite genre is definitely comedy. I love comedies. I love them because I can be put in a good mood by just watching them. If I'm in a crap mood and say nothing can cheer me up, I'll definitely watch a comedy because I know that I'll end up laughing. If I watch something funny when I'm sad, I won't be in a bad mood anymore after I'm done. My favorite movie, though, is definitely The Hangover. The Hangover is a comedy, of course. And it has a bunch of great actors, like Zach Galifianakis. I think that's his name. Anyway, yeah, I love his acting in that movie. It makes me tear up. I love watching that movie. It is the funniest movie I've ever watched in my life. But yeah, that's all the time we have. See you guys next week.